call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Our latest addition to Appliance Discounters is our factory certified service department. Now you can get reliable service at a reasonable price. Whether you need service on your grandma's hand-me-down or an under warranty appliance, Appliance Discounters is the one to call. Oh, and guess what? We even give you an in-store credit for half off of your initial service call should you decide to replace your broken appliance rather than repair it. Appliance Discounters is the only local appliance company to offer service to their customers. Visit one of our six locations or online at the ApplianceDiscounters.com.
Office furniture is not just for the office anymore. More and more people are finding out that used office furniture can complement a room's appearance and be an integral part of a room's functionality. Hi, I'm Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture, and I'm inviting you to check out our two huge showrooms of gently used office furniture. With desks, tables, shelving, and more, you're sure to find something that fits your home's needs. Find us online at stcharlesofficefurniture.com or call 636-947-3172. St. Charles Office Furniture.
Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com.
This is Dr. Dan Gagliotti. I host the Superior Healthcare Show every Saturday at 3 o'clock. But you can also call me right now. Are you or your family suffering with chronic pain, joint pain, or migraines? Did you know that all of these can be traced back to your nerve system? Stop putting Band-Aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptom. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at Superior Healthcare, 314-394-1923. Listen to Superior Healthcare every Saturday and call us now at 314-394-1923.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wagon.
Yeah, don't ever take your kids to a pet store. And let them look in the window at a little puppy and then have them take it out and hold the puppy. You're done. That puppy's going home with you.
Yeah.
Because the kid thinks, look, Mom, look, Dad, this one likes me. This one really likes me. They all like you. Every puppy there is thinking, get me out of here. I want to go in somebody's house and live. Now, I say puppy because I'm a dog person. Maybe you're a cat person. There are lots of them. Maybe you're a snake person. I don't get it, but there are plenty of those, too.
Iguana. Dr. Doug's one.
Dr. Doug is a snake and tarantula and turtle person. So whatever it is, if you have it and you have questions, this is the time to call. Now, folks, every week we go through the same little speech, and I don't know why this is, but thank you. Thank you for lighting, you right now, you folks lighting up the phone. It's the same pattern. I say call now because we jump right in, and every week at about 4 minutes into it or five, I see all these open lines, and then just as we're about to wrap it up, all the lines light up, and here come all the calls. Do it now. Call now, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, *KTRS. Ah, see, I love these people. Look at it. Boom, 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 lighting them up. Good for you. It's time to bring in the man who you can find regularly, in fact, more than just regularly, at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Listen, we got a lot of baby boomers that listen. Parents are older. What a great, unexpected treat to just tell Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, hey, just have a Laclede Cab come pick you up, take you shopping, take you home, to dinner, whatever. Don't worry about it. You know they're safe. They'll get there. They'll get back. Great cab company. If you're AM and the PM, it's the only cab company you want to use. STL Taxi is the app, and it's free. Please download it. Laclede Cab. Here he is, folks. Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everyone today?
We're great, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
After that little sermon, people decided to call, as they should, about one line still open one last time.
Does that show you how much power you have?
I have no power. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. And since most calls anymore from cell phones, makes it even easier, *KTRS. Doctor, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, let's go. John's up first. John, say hi to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Hey, John, how are you? I'm fine. My dog is crazy. Her name is Crazy Daisy. We adopted her from your place last year, so she's a rescue mix. This might be a chicken and the egg thing. They call her a hound mix. You know, back in the day, you see a lot of these dogs from the Westminster show. You know, they raised this dog. They took this wolf and they did this. And so man came along and changed all these wild dogs into poodles or golden retrievers, all this stuff. So which came first? I mean, did man make all these different breeds? And now we name a mixed breed after, oh, I think she's part golden and part hound dog or something. I mean,
actually, you're right. You're not right because you didn't have an answer. But the reality is the first known dogs were, you know, thousands of years ago evolved, and they came out of the same line as the wolves and such, the canids. And it was humans who started to create and kind of define these different breed characteristics based on what they wanted. Obviously, the first relationships had to do with hunter-gatherer groups, so they would actually use the dogs in their camps to help them hunt. And then as we became more industrialized and you know, sophisticated in our living, then we had different purposes for dogs, more as companionship and this and that. So, yeah, there were base, kind of what I would call base genetic type of dogs that probably existed in different spots around the world, and then they were evolved and kind of modified for human need and interest, okay? So even, for instance, even in Africa now, they have these, most of the primitive human groups that still exist around the world in little pockets like the pygmies in Central Africa, they have pygmy dogs, they call them, and they kind of look like just a hound, and they've probably been living with those communities for thousands of years, literally. And they look the same. They look just like a hound dog kind of thing. And then, again, you know, other communities around the world, human communities, kind of look for features, and they would start to kind of breed for that.
Okay, so not every dog actually descended from the wolf. There were, because we also have had in the past a Samoyed or Samoyed, and they claimed to be one of the most pure dogs of all times because they were knocked up to Siberia. And, of course, they didn't have any, you know,
I'm not a geneticist, and I don't know the exact history, but I know something about the relationship of humans and dogs, that part of it. That came probably 5,000 to 7,000 years ago, okay?
Okay.
But before that, I can do a little homework and learn more for you. So.
All right. Well, no, it's just a fun question because, we bred these dogs to become golden retrievers or Great Danes, and then now I say, well, your mutt is a combination of this and that. Well, who was first, so... Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, John. Love the name Crazy Daisy. Doctor, the truth is, before a man said, I think I'd like to put a Chihuahua with a whatever, wild dogs are not very discriminating. I mean, if a collie wants to hump some other, they just do it. And dogs themselves started creating, wouldn't you agree, these mixed breeds?
Well, I would say that, you know, there was probably mostly a differentiation by geography. So you're right that within one geography, there's this kind of style of dog that's evolving, and then in another area. But humans, even in ancient times, would trade animals from one continent to the other, one kingship to the other. So elephants or lions that started in Asia or Africa were transferred back and forth as gifts from one kingship to the other. So it was humans that created a lot of these specific breeds. Same thing with the cat. The wild cat came out of somewhere around the Mediterranean, the Central Asia, in that area, and then it evolved and obviously took on characteristics that people wanted, and they built on it. But that's about as sophisticated an answer as I can give you.
No, that's good enough for me. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Barbara. I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. My dog, he hasn't acted the same ever since I got his teeth cleaned, because, you know, they knock them out and everything for the teeth cleaning, but it's like... He got dumber after that because he just acted different. Like, does that anesthetic, could it, or, you know, kill some brain cells or something?
Should, you know, I mean, I guess theoretically anything can happen, but it doesn't typically happen. I mean, how old is the dog?
10 years old.
8 years old?
10.
10. And did they have any issues with the anesthesia? Was it described or any prolonged?
No, they just said that during cleaning the teeth, 3 teeth fell out.
Yeah, that's no biggie.
Oh.
So I wouldn't say that typically that's the case, but Let me ask Barbara a question. Every animal's physiology is a little bit different.
Doc, let me ask Barbara. Barbara, when you say he acts dumber, what do you mean? What is he, what? How's he doing?
Well, he used to, you know, he'd do a certain thing when he wanted to go outside. Now he just sits there and looks at me and cries, where before he'd kind of run to the door and then come back, run to the door, and I knew what he wanted.
All right, Barbara, here's my take on it. He's afraid to go out now because he's afraid he might be going to another teeth cleaning.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He's actually smarter. He's smarter now.
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, if you saw other features that he's losing his training and he's just not responsive to you, there may be other senses that were injured or aging, you know, and I would talk to your vet about that. But I don't think it had anything to do with the anesthesia. I really don't.
Oh, okay. So it's just that he's getting old.
Just like
it may have been coincidental.
Yeah.
I would hope that it wasn't an issue like that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, honey.
Thank you, Barbara.
Good luck.
Hey, I'm not kidding. Let's say I'm a dog. Everything's great. I'm great. I'm having a good time. All of a sudden, my owner takes me out, and the next thing I know, I got teeth missing. I can't chew the same. I can't rip a little rabbits open. I'm going to be reluctant to go out the next time. Who knows what will happen? What's missing next? Let's go to Mike. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. I'm in the PM also.
Hallelujah.
How can I help? Let me read these symptoms off. I called you one other time about this, and I want to find out about this cat. My wife has a cat. She was always rescuing cats and dogs. This cat we've had for 21 years. It's totally white, and it's blind, and now it started, like, throwing up and a little bit pink, but just sporadically. But sometimes, like, it'll sound like it's throwing up. It'll be gagging, like, fast, like, over and over. But it doesn't seem to be in pain. Like, I don't hear it, like, whining or crying or anything. Just wanted to see what the possibilities could be with this cat and if...
21 years old, I mean, that's like getting close to records. We've had some 21 and a couple 22s. I've even heard of a 23-year-old. So you're really right at the top of the zone. So it could be a million and one things. Someone would want to check and make sure that the teeth are okay. There's no undue tartar. There's nothing in the throat that's obvious that's causing a gag response. Some cats that are grooming or excessively grooming are going to get hair filaments along their throat. They're going to tease and tickle. And that might cause them to want to gag a little bit. And then there could be more internal things related to the esophagus, the tube that goes right down to the stomach, or even as low as the stomach or small intestine. So,
but at that age,
if you want to know, there are options. I would just be sure that whatever you do is not aggressively invasive and you don't impose a lot of stress on the cat. But if it is getting more exaggerated, you know, talk to your veterinarian and see what he's willing to do. A simple X-ray might tell you a great deal, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And or a simple little blood sample.
Because, like, he can't even, like, he'll use the bathroom, like, not in his litter box most of the time, other places. So we just keep him, like, in one of the bathrooms now.
Sure, yeah.
I hate to, put him down.
My father got just like that when he was 97. He was just all over the place. But... So some of that has to do with just aging, senility.
Mike, have you ever had to put a pet to sleep before?
No, I never have.
Yeah, see, doctor, you correct me if I'm wrong, but people have never had to go through that. I keep putting off the inevitable. Then that's just what you do.
Yeah, and you want to be careful that you don't let them go so long. If you see they quit eating and their behavior, they're dropping weight significantly, you don't want to wait until they just fade away because that's kind of, you don't know what they're going through discomfort-wise.
I don't know if it's cool, but it's certainly not the best choice. He started feeding him tuna, and then he gained weight again.
Yeah, and tuna's not a balanced diet for him, so that's not going to be good in the long run, but he doesn't have a long run. So I would say keep him happy, comfortable. If signs and symptoms are exaggerated, talk to your veterinarian. Let him give you some alternatives, and if they sound reasonable, give it a try.
Okay. Thank you.
And congratulations on a 21-year-old cat. Mike.
You know, that thing, I do that dumb thing where I go, well, I put him to sleep. I'm telling you, 21-year-old cat, as much as you don't want to do it, I think it's cruel sometimes to just let him keep suffering like that. Let's bring John in here. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, John. How are you?
In the PM.
That's a good way to be. Hallelujah.
I have a purebred Irish setter that's about 2.5 years old. I had him neutered when he was right at about a year.
Okay.
the person that the breeder that I got him from said that that was a big mistake, that it should have been 18 months to 2 years, because now I've ruined his coat.
You know, I would just, I mean, I don't know the coat condition for Irish setters, if that's related to that, but the new rule of thumb is to wait. You know, we were taught to do them at 6 months of age, neutering and spays, and some people are claiming now that orthopedically it's a lot healthier to let them mature out and be, for their body and their conformation. So I'd have to look into that and see. I would probably, if I were you, have your veterinarian check the thyroid level and make sure it's not a simple thing like thyroid problems before I'd make judgments on coat in that condition. But I could look into that. I just don't know that story that you're describing, okay?
Is there any, you know, you can get these different types of pills that have, you know, that are supposed to help coat growth and skin. Are those things any good, or are they just...
Well, I think omega-3 supplements are considered to be the best. There's something right. called omega-6, and right. those aren't as good. So they certainly could be helpful. But again, I would have your veterinarian just kind of review diet, and also, and there are nutritionists around that can help you there, and then also talk to them about the story that you're describing, because I just don't know that. And then make sure that the thyroid levels are normal. That would be the way I would approach it.
If I were to bring them into you, could we do all that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. That's where he would bring. That was a cat, yes. correct, I believe?
A dog.
A dog, okay. Well, I don't know.
He talked slowly, didn't he?
An Irish yeah. setter, right?
A lot of cat calls lately. Rich is next. Rich, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, you and I are, we've got something very much in common at this point in time in history. We're both AM and the PM.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah, I've got a question on this pit bull that I rescued. But first I want to get your opinion as to, because I'm going through this right now, I actually had him neutered from what I understand, it's to get his temperament down, because he was a very temperamental dog, and I'm going through this right now to where he's kind of mellowing out, and he's a little bit over a year old.
Okay.
I want to get your opinion, what you think about the neuter and the neutralizing their aggressiveness, and then also, you can answer both, and then I'll just go ahead and listen. I want to get his nails trimmed because he's got these paws that are like as big as my hand, but the nails, when I got him neutered, they trimmed them because he was under sedation.
Right.
Do you think I should get him sedated to do that again, or would a muzzle be good enough?
Okay, well, first of all, question number one, when you remove the testicles, you remove the primary source of testosterone, which is the hormone that drives the male behavior. And one of those male behaviors, especially in this breed, is going to be kind of a machoism, aggression, potentially, okay, in any animal, in fact, and in humans as well. So that's the value in neutering if you do it young enough, and it sounds like you're fine. So that will help. But then you also have breed characteristics and personality that you may or may not influence with a neutering. And some of that may require some training or behavioral modification. If you see that he continues to be temperamental or aggressive or whatever you want to call it. And you have to just temper that and be careful. You know, you watch and make sure he's okay with other animals. You watch and make sure he's okay with people. And you never make any assumptions and give him too much freedom. Now, in terms of the nail trim, yeah, we always, under anesthesia, it's great to take advantage of that and get the nails trimmed, because most animals, when their feet are grabbed to get a nail trim, evolutionarily, as primitive animals, if your feet were grabbed, you were going to get eaten. So they're very cautious about accepting that kind of constraint. So what I would tell you is that most times, if a dog's sweet and reasonable, a muzzle is all you need and good people that know how to do it. In the worst case scenarios, or if they're just, you can't keep control of them, then we have had cases where we just do a light sedation, get them dremeled down or cut down real far so that we can increase the time period between needed nail trims. But again, if you can condition the animal to accept the nail trim and he doesn't get hurt in the incident, he's not going to have a negative memory. Over time, he can learn to accept it. And, you know, groomers are amazing, because they can control these animals, all breeds, and they can do stuff alone that I'm always amazed. How do they do that when it takes 10 technicians and a veterinarian to do it sometimes? So you might even, you know, have your vet, have a local groomer do the trimming for you.
I am learning with this pit bull breed, man. I've just heard horror stories before, and I figured getting him young enough that I could make him different than what people think they are.
Well, they're wonderful dogs. I love pit bulls, but you know, I love pit bulls, but there are some that are managed incorrectly, and there is a predisposition for certain breeds like that to they can exhibit certain aggressions. So again, if you're a responsible owner, you're doing, it sounds like you are, then you're going to do everything you can to avoid those scenarios where he could hurt somebody or hurt another animal. You just don't need that aggravation.
Okay? Well, thank you for all that.
Thank you, Rich. Okay. We got to run. Thank you for listening. We'll wrap it up with Monica. Monica, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Monica. How are you, honey?
Hi. I'm good, thanks. I have a kitten. She's about 10 months old. We found her when she was 6 months old, and she was 3 pounds. Okay. So we've been feeding her, but lately she has been talking a whole lot, really annoying, loud throughout the house.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this is normal for a cat or what's going on with her.
And she's been spayed. She's
no.
doing fine. She hasn't been spayed.
Not yet. Because
okay,
when we
well,
found her, she was
probably,
too little.
There's a good chance she's in heat.
Oh,
when they're in
yeah,
heat.
You know, okay, that's what Marilyn told me, too, a couple weeks ago. Except
okay.
your wife, Marilyn, said, you got a horny cat. That's what she told me.
Well, that's a good way
I
to
wish
put.
I had a horny wife.
Wow. See, you didn't have to do that.
Wow.
She led
no.
me into that.
Well, you'll have to tell like Marilyn, your, good job.
Yeah. It sounds like your cat's in heat. When they're
okay.
in heat, they can't control themselves just like a wild woman. So they just they cry out, and the best thing to do is get her a spayed, obviously.
Okay, right. But I haven't, my major question too is, I haven't ruined anything by having her go into heat and not spaying her yet, right?
No, I mean, the better, in dogs we always say that if you get them done within three heats, then you're going to minimize the incidence of breast tumors and things like okay. that, so it's good. We don't really have that statistic in cats that I'm aware of, so I would say it's just good to do because they're the type of animal that they stay in heat until they're stimulated sexually.
Okay.
So that's why you're getting the persistent crying and stuff. They're just they're looking for a good-looking guy.
Okay.
All right,
and we can do that for you in heat. I wouldn't do it in a dog, but in cats, it's a lot easier.
You can stimulate
right.
a cat in heat yourself? Is that what you're saying?
We can stay.
Oh, okay. Monica, thank you for listening. We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Bye, Monica.
Before we break here, this is kind of disgusting, I guess, but this in heat thing, is that
yeah.
essentially the same as the monthly thing?
Well, no. I mean, animals, obviously, when, you know, we go next door and find somebody we want to be in love with, but they have to search out, right? So when they're in a heat cycle, which in cats and dogs is going to be about twice a year, they're going to emit hormones and behaviors that are going to encourage other animals to find them. And they are going to attract the animal, and they are, you know, evolutionarily, they're designed to get bred and be successfully bred. You know, so
wow, wouldn't that be great if it worked that way with human women?
Well, they do, like twice a year.
I'm not stopping until I get somebody to nail me.
But it's twice a year, usually.
Yeah,
fine, man. That sounds good to me.
Twice a year sounds pretty good to me. I don't know.
And by the way, Doc, your wife Marilyn is horny, just not with you.
Yeah,
that's probably true.
She says, "Yeah, I'm right."
Yeah, now I got to go home to this. Defend this whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
Boy.
You started it. All right, Doc.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll do this again next week. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Frank, can I say one more thing?
Sure. What?
Can I have the key back to my house? Goodbye.
I made you an extra one. Goodbye. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And never forget, he's brought to you by Laclede Cab.
And where in the heck did that term come from? Horny.
Oh, horny. No, horny. You know what? That's a good question, because I don't like that. It's not a good term.
No, it's weird.
Why would heat is better? Ooh, man, I'm in heat. What if you just said that? Hey, what's wrong with you? I don't know. I'm just in heat.
Yeah.
Horny sounds like the devil or something.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Dr. Doug brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Don't ever let us catch you in a cab or putting your parents in a cab or your drunk friends in a cab that's not a Laclede cab if you claim to be AM and the PM. Got it? Okay, good. STL Taxi is the app, and it's free, so please download. Let's talk about buying a brand new car. What do you say? Not everybody can afford to buy a brand new car. Nobody knows that better than I do. I grew up as a kid who watched his dad dream about, he would look at cars go by. He would bring a car home because a local dealer would say, you just take it. They were very smart, but they weren't, what they didn't realize, they were also being very cruel. Just take it home, let the wife and kids take a look at it. I remember we'd jump in and ride around, and then my dad would tell us he has to take it back because we can't afford it. We couldn't afford a new car. And I understand that. I understand it completely. But if you can afford a new car, when you can afford it, I say in life, sometimes you deserve to treat yourself to something great. And most people spend, I think, a considerable amount of time in a car. There are some terrific pre-owned cars. Many of them, like new, they're barely broken in at Landoff. And if they don't have it, they can find it for you. But when you can do it, you get a brand new car. Here are the great things about a brand new vehicle. First of all, let's start with number one, that smell. There's nothing like that smell. And it's never changed. I don't care that we've gone from cloth interiors to vinyl, from metal dashboards to vinyl or leather. There's still a new car smell, and it's a combination of the assembly line adhesive components, the glues, the plastic, the material, all together, the carpeting. It all goes together to create a fantastic smell. Then there's the warranty. The fact that for 3 or 4 years, depending on what you buy, you don't have to worry about anything. Anything. Now, if you wear the tires out, that's your problem. You keep your feet on the brake all the time, burn the brakes up. But other than that, worry-free, brand new, brand spanking new vehicle. If you're in the market, my recommendation, obviously a truck and a car, I want to say appeal to two completely different types of people, but that's not true. Trucks are very, very popular with people who don't need trucks. They just like trucks. Pickup trucks have become a big, big deal. And there are people that own pickup trucks, and they hardly ever put a stick of lumber in the back of them. So Silverado, there you go. Take a look at it. Drive it. Regular cab, extended cab, crew cab. Car, if I had to pick a car, I'll give you the two, my two. Forget Corvette, because that's not a mass appeal car. It's a car that's a niche market. But this Impala, I can't say enough about this Impala and how the last Impala that lit me up was 1964. That's a long time ago. And Chevy, I hope they fired all the people who were responsible for the numerous ugly Caprices and Impalas came along between 64 and now, because there were a few that were just butt ugly. The only people that have them were cops, maybe, because you could buy a fleet of them. That is not the case now. This Impala. Dan, did you drive? I don't remember if you drove an Impala.
I did not drive an Impala.
Well, don't do it unless you're ready to buy it, because you are going to fall in love with this car.
This is
a fantastic automobile.
I drove the Malibu, and
You know what? My son-in-law. I can't believe I called him my son-in-law.
Whoa!
He's my daughter's boyfriend. He has a Malibu, and I drove it one time, and I loved it.
Oh, I did too.
It's a great vehicle. And then, of course, the Cruze. And you got all these people who are taking advantage of this tremendous lease, 2-year lease on a Chevy Cruze. So there's a lot to get excited about. That's brand new at Johnny Landoff. And maybe you're that person who likes to jump in and buy end of the year, last of the 15s or 16s before the new ones come out. Fine. But if you will consider a Chevy, or you've already thought of a Chevy, you don't even need to go to another Chevy dealer. If you want to be our guest, go ahead, because what's going to happen is you're going to compare the treatment you got there to the treatment you got at Landoff. Of course you're going to compare prices. Landoff's not worried about that. They know that to stay in business, they got to make sure nobody can beat their prices. That's a no-brainer. But it's the treatment, it's the way you're treated. They don't just want your business, they want your family's business, your parents' business, your kids' business, and your business the next time around. And they do business that way. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit where they've been since 1960. 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Meet me.
And we're going to check out traffic. I'm sure it's caused a lot of problems out there with the rain. Tim?
Yeah, pretty crazy out there, Dan. If you're on eastbound 5570 at 111, you've got a crash that's blocking the left lane, backing you up to 203. You've got signal problems in South County at Kennerly Road that has southbound 21, Tesson Ferry back to Baptist Church Road. You've got an accident on eastbound 44 before the Merrimack River Bridge blocking the right lane. You have the signal problems on Highway 94 at Prawley. They have police out there that are directing traffic at this time. It looks like we've got some kind of incident on westbound Highway 40, just between Highway K and Winghaven, that's got traffic backing up now, approaching Highway 94. Southbound 270 is pretty solid now from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. We're also heavy from 44 through Tesson Ferry. And then on westbound 70, we've got a bunch of slowdowns. Jennings Station Road, you also have 170 past the airport, and then from 270 out through 94. This traffic report is brought to you by Wix.com. Create your own free professional website with Wix.com. No tech skills are needed, and you can choose from hundreds of beautifully designed templates. Get your business online today for free at Wix.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. We're live. We're local. What does that mean to you? While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis. Doesn't get more local than that. Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tired of tossing and turning? Tired of staring at the ceiling all night? I have a solution for you. The Bedroom Store has invented a mattress called the iZone Bed. This mattress takes all of the best technologies and puts them into one mattress so you get the best night's sleep ever. 14 different water chambers that are filled and then never touched. They are designed to match specifically with your body and your sleep type. They're then stuffed inside a memory foam mattress, and on top of that is a mattress that keeps you cool. The cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. The results are amazing. To find the iZone bed, you want to go to the Bedroom Store. 14 area locations invented by Denny Boyd, a St. Louis company. The Bedroom Store and the iZone bed. Your best sleep possible. The iZone bed at the Bedroom Store or thebedroomstore.com.
What's wrong?
The bank won't give my business a loan.
Call Aquity. They'll get you the funding you need, up to $200,000 or more if you need it.
Yeah? What's the catch?
What?
They'll give me the money I need to grow my business. What's the catch?
No catch. You've been in business over a year, right?
Yeah.
You deposit $15,000 or more into your business checking account each month, right?
Easy.
Then you'll get the funding. I did it too. My credit score didn't even matter.
Wow.
Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
Yeah, right. The catch.
If you call today, you can have the money your business needs in your account within 24 hours.
Aha! Wait, did you say 24 hours?
When the banks say no, we say yes. Get the money you need to grow your business today. Call Aquity now and you could have the funding you need in your account in as little as 24 hours. Call 1-800-500-3717. 1-800-500-3717. That's 1-800-500-3717.
One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Now, you can call a contractor working out of the back of his truck and have him give you an estimate, but you're going to want a company that backs its work and can fix a problem if there is one. You want a company that's been around and will be there down the road. That company is Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances. They've been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or their showroom just east of 141 on Manchester Road. Call 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099 for Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buying. Buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
The earnings tax hurts working people and keeps St. Louis from growing. A no vote on Proposition E phases this tax out over 10 years. A full decade is a long time. Families and small businesses never get so much time to figure out their budget. Our city leaders can find ways to replace the earnings tax. We could save money by modernizing our systems and cutting waste. On April 5th, vote no on Proposition E. 10 years is plenty of time. Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hi, I'm Mayor Tom Schneider, and this message is from the City of Florissant. An important reminder to Florissant voters on Propositions B-A-R, keyword bar. Our meeting at JFK on Propositions B-A-R answered questions about the importance of B-A-R to Florissant homeowners. Our last B-A-R town hall meeting is at the Egan Center on Wednesday, March 30th at 7 p.m. We look forward to explaining why your mayor and unanimous city council think B-A-R are important to Florissant. Please be patriotic and remember to vote on Tuesday, April 5th on Propositions B-A-R.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
One operation, two blood transfusions, two MRIs, 3 weeks in isolation, 5 trips to the emergency room, 6 hospital admissions, 16 bone marrow tests, 20 sedations, 120 scheduled trips to the emergency room, 150 needles, 10,500 pills, the number of reasons to give. are endless.
The Big 550 KTRS and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals have partnered together to raise money for the St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. They help 475,000 kids a year. On Friday, April 1st, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., McGraw, Martin Kilcoyne, John Carney, and Frank O'Pinion are dedicating their shows to this worthy cause during the KTRS Inner Architects 12 Hours of Miracles Radiothon, brought to you in part by AD Lift Truck. Please donate now by going to KTRS.com and look for the events tab.
Do it now!
Children's Miracle Network Hospitals heal thousands of kids each year.
Thank you, St. Louis!
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by LaCree Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's free. It works. It's a great way to get a LaCree Cab, and now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Bill. We're doing really well. How about you?
Doing good. I know it's hard to keep up. I'm actually not in downtown St. Louis today. I'm actually about 30 or 40 miles outside of Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Well, thanks for letting me know that, Dan. That makes me sound stupid now.
What?
I said from, can I redo the opening? Can I just redo just the opening? Just the very first part of the opening?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Sure. Okay.
That is the other one. Just outside Gatlinburg, Tennessee, it's the Bill Cleveland segment. Now, you can edit right there and then pick up and put the rest of the
okay.
stuff down. All right. So what's going on in Gatlinburg, where I've been only, I think, once, the Smoky Mountains. That's the heart
yes,
of the sir.
Yes, sir. I've only been there once before myself. I'm looking forward to going back. But, yeah, I'll be through Gatlinburg for a couple of days. You know, I always find these really interesting, I almost said bizarre. Bizarre is not a nice word. Yeah, we'll say interesting people who have interesting collections, and two of them I'm really looking forward to meeting. One guy has a collection of cars. You'll appreciate cars. He has a museum he's put together. He has, among some of them, he's got a Batmobile. George Barris, is that the guy that did the Batmobile?
George Barris, correct.
Barris, okay, yeah. Has one of those. He's got the car from the Beverly Hillbillies. He's got the van from the A-Team. He's got all of these vehicles in a museum there, so we're going to go and interview him. And then there's a woman, a man and a woman, who have the largest, you talk about things people collect the other day, mm-hmm. the largest collection of salt and pepper shakers in the country. Ooh, they have.
I doubt that it's the largest. If they don't have 55,000 pair, it's not the largest. Maybe this is the couple with 55,000.
It's an insane amount. I don't remember the exact number. I just know it was a lot. So we'll
count them and get back to us.
Yeah, count them.
Yeah, I'll be counting them for the next couple of weeks. But and then before I begin, I have to mention, I just told Dan that I learned to play mandolin yesterday at the International Bluegrass Museum in Owensboro, Kentucky, and I was taught by a guy. His name is Randy. He's a touring musician, toured with Faith Hill and Brooks and Dunn and a few, Tanya Tucker and a few other artists. And so now he teaches, and he's a really super nice guy, but I've got a video up at facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad if you want to check that out.
All right, well, you have to now play for us piano and mandolin. You can do it separately, but now you have to do it.
All right, I will try and do that for you. Well, Apple, as you probably know, introduced their new 4-inch iPhone. I saw them. Which is great unless you're a guy, then you have to tell the girls you have an 8-inch iPhone.
Well, of course you do.
And Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are trying to sort of out-liberal one another on the campaign trail. It's actually kind of funny. Yesterday, Clinton was trying to scare people about global warming and threatened she may have to switch to the short-sleeve pantsuits.
Oh, boy. There's proof of it right there.
Mm-hmm. And we got a study out read this morning. 60% of college students fear math. 60% of college students fear math. The remaining 25% say they enjoy it.
That's finally. That's good. That's the Bill we missed the last couple of years.
They're very tired, you see. It helps travel. I have a little sleep. That's right. World News, North Korea claims it has a missile that could wipe out Manhattan. Mm. Not only that, they claim they're just a few months away from developing a color TV. So they've been busy over there in North Korea. That's my next bill on the road stop, by the way, North Korea.
North Korea?
There.
Wait.
Yeah. The Bill Clevland segment is brought to you this afternoon, of course, by Laclede Cab, the AM and PM cab company, and from the beautiful Smoky Mountains here in eastern Tennessee. I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
You know, what's weird is I lived in Tennessee for 15 years of my life. I was born there. Glad to get out of there, by the way. Never saw the Smoky Mountains because it was essentially the same as being in another state. I was in West Tennessee, the ugly part, and then you go all the way. Tennessee, as you know, is a long state. If you drive all the way across to East Tennessee, it's like you're in another part of the world. It's beautiful. It is. Have you ever seen the Smokies, either one of you two?
No, yes. I have not.
I've driven through them.
Well, you, Archie, you and Angela, I think you like to take these road trips. It's not that far. Boy, go to the Smoky Mountains. It is, Dan, you'd love it. Sandy there. I finally got to see it after I was, in my 30 or something, 20s. I thought, shoot, I'm going to go back. I never got to see the Smoky Mountains.
I've been to Colorado, and I've seen the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody has to go to Colorado.
Oh.
We just talked to somebody who had never, and they said they had no concept of what it was like to be up like 12,000 feet and look down at those mountains. It is spectacular.
Oh, I would get up every morning and just look out at them. It's
well, that's
just
what
like,
you
it's
do.
It's just unbelievable.
And you just stare.
Yeah.
And you can't believe what you're staring at.
I know.
And driving those roads is a little scary because you look off the side and go, man, I hope I don't have a blowout. I don't want to, plummet down one of these embankments. When we were kids, my brother and I, we didn't, like a lot of people who are boomers now, we didn't have air conditioning. You had heat, but it was not a part of a central unit. And I remember as we got a little older and other people had air conditioning, I'd go to other people's houses. I remember asking my dad, I said, Dad, you think that ever, there will ever be a time when we'll be able...
Are you going to be okay
no,
there?
No, I'm sorry. When we'll be able to afford air conditioning. And he said, son, I doubt it. I don't think we'll ever see that day when we can afford something as luxurious as air conditioning. And I remember as a little boy, I'd be hot, and to escape the heat, I would duck into stores where they had that penguin and that sticker on the door that said, come on in, it's K-O-O-O-L inside.
Yeah.
I'd go in Mr. Pickett's grocery store to cool off. Well, just about everybody has heating and air. We take it for granted now. We do.